Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. This is Eileen Ligutizan. Welcome to Legal Treats. It's Friday again, and my co-host here is Neska. Hi, Neska.
Hi, Attorney Eileen. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here from the Philippines. Good evening there in Texas. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is the week that I'm looking forward to the weekend because I'll be traveling this weekend to attend a very important celebration down in Dallas. It's actually the celebration of the Philippine Independence Day. We're starting it of first day of June in Dallas. Yeah. How about you? How's your week?
Well, doing great also. And it's been a busy week for us. And, you know, we're also looking forward for the weekend so that we can also prepare stuff for the next week and, you know, just enjoy the weekend, just rest and relax.
Well, that's good. We need that relaxation. I need that too. But anyway, today I actually published my article in my legal treats column at Lawin.News, and I talk about this very timely issue in immigration, and we're going to talk about that today. So, did you have a chance to read my article? Because I just published it today.
Of course, Attorney Eileen, that was a very interesting article, and I think that article is very relevant, and it hit close to home.
Well, actually, there are several stories related to some immigration issues in the past few months, you know. So, and this one actually caught my attention because I was able to relate the issue on with several of my consultations lately regarding immigration, and so I find a need to talk about it. Maybe our viewers will be able to relate as well.
Yes, of course. I think our topic for today will really hit close to home, and I think it's personal for a lot of families, especially living there in the U.S., those immigrants living in the U.S.
Yeah, that's true. But of course, we would like to thank Lawin Media Network for producing this podcast. And we are, of course, live every Friday, 6:30 p.m. here, Central Time. That'll be Saturday, 7:30 a.m. in the Philippines, through Lawin Media Network's Facebook page and YouTube channel. And Neska, if they want to listen to us, we are available on different podcasts.
Yes, if they missed us live, don't worry. They can still catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged.
That's right. And yeah, I like that word engaged because we would like to encourage our viewers to post your comments or questions on the chat box. And we'll try to read them during the show, and we'll try our best to address your questions related to our topic. But again, I'd like to make this disclosure that whatever we say here is only for informational purposes and not going to be taken as legal advice. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. So they can just post their comments on their Facebook Live. We're still live on Facebook, so they can post their comments there and stay engaged with us.
That's right. So, that being said, what is our topic for today, Nesca?
Yeah, our topic for today is really important, and I think it's relevant for most Filipino or for immigrants living there in the U.S. Our topic is the costly and risky effects of missing notices and deadlines in immigration. So this is really very important, attorney, especially that we have the news. We have a lot of news that pertains to immigration.
That's right. And I would like to highlight those two words there, costly and risky. Because in an immigration process, you know that in order for you to process anything, any application for any immigration benefits, it'll cost you some amount of dollars, right? For filing, for hiring the right professional, to your attorneys, there are legal fees and USCIS fees involved. So that's why there's the word costly and risky, because you know that if you did it wrong, you didn't do it right, there could be some legal consequences and could be irreversible as well. So that's why it's very risky. So we need to know that there are, you know, these risky effects. And also, of course, why do we need to talk about this? So that you who are listening to us, you're watching us, can avoid this mistake.
Okay? Yeah, we will talk about later about the importance of complying with deadlines, and also why notices are important. And yeah, we're talking about immigration deadlines and notices. So things that seem just like a paperwork, but missing them can get you really in a serious trouble, like detention, deportation, or there's been a cutoff of opportunities for you.
That's right, Nesca. Actually, this topic, as I mentioned earlier, it stemmed from the article that I wrote, I wrote and published in lawin.news that, can we show that? This is the case of Erickson, Casper Erickson, which we will talk more about the facts of the case, what happened here later. But I'd like to emphasize this because this is where this first question that we're going to address today about notices and deadlines, because this has something to do with that.
Yeah, if I can already hit the first question, as you've said.
Go ahead.
So let's break this down. So, Attorney Aileen, why do these notices and deadlines matter?
Well, as I've mentioned earlier, Nesca, when you avail of an immigration benefit, you file your application, petition, whatever forms you apply to obtain immigration benefits, whether it's a green card or, you know, like adjustment of status or citizenship, there are notices and deadlines that you have to be watchful and not miss any of those, because there could be some consequences. The consequences could be fatal to your case. It could be curable. You know, it depends on what you've missed, you know. And that's why it's important to always consult with an attorney who practices in that area, because they know these notices, they know these deadlines. So, for example, let me give you an example of notices and deadlines I'm talking about. If you file in any immigration benefit, when you file for an application, you will receive notices that they received it, right? That's fine. It's a notice of receipt. That's the first thing you're going to be receiving, because they're telling you that, hey, we got your application. You know, we are already processing it. We already have it. So that will give you a relief that, oh, okay, so it's already been received by USCIS. Sometimes it matters the date they received it. That's why we are always watching for the notice of receipt, because it tells you the receipt date is your case date. That will be, in some cases, that will be your priority date, you know. And also, it was told the running of a certain period of time, you know, that certain period of time essential to your to the kind of immigration benefits that you are applying for. Another notice could be a notice to interview. So if you're not going to receive that notice, you're not going to know when your interview date is, and definitely for sure you're not going to be able to attend that, and you're going to miss that. And missing that interview date could cause the dismissal, the denial of your case, and then you're going to start all over again. Or worse, it could lead to a much serious a case of deportation, or you know you're going to be, you know, it could bar you from coming back to the U.S. for a certain number of years. So that's why notices and deadlines are very important. And I say this because also because, and this is not avoidable, right? When you file your petition or anything, your application for any immigration benefits, you always have to put in the application your address, the address where these notices are going to be sent to. Now, chances are that's not your permanent address, so you might move during that time to a different address. So you're changing your address. Now, it is your job to inform the USCIS officer that you change your address. Otherwise, they will send these notices to the old address, and you're not going to receive them. Now, if you change your address, you'll have to report it. And sometimes the change of address could cause the delay of the processing. The processing of your immigration application could take longer than the usual because of the change of address. Sometimes, you know, if I'm processing an immigration benefit for a client, before we file the application, I always ask my client, is this the permanent address? Especially if I see that the address is an apartment, you know, it's an apartment. You have a lease period, right? If the lease period expires, you might continue renew your lease, or you might move. So that means change of address. I always ask, is this a permanent address? Is this? Do you have any plans of moving to a different address within 1 year or 2 years? Or I even tell them, would it be possible for you not to move or change your address while we are waiting for the decision of your application on your application? So, you know, we consider all of that because, like I said, you don't want to miss a notice or a deadline. You may miss your hearing dates. You know what's going to happen if you miss your hearing dates. Or if you miss a deadline when to submit information, like, for example, if there is a request for additional evidence, we call it RFE. If you are issued an RFE in your case, there is a time period within which to submit the documents they're asking from you. And if you miss that, it will cause the denial of your application. And it's okay. You will say, I can just reapply or file my application again. Take note that immigration benefits is not always present. It's not always available for you anytime. They could also be expired, or that means you can no longer avail of that. And if you miss that because your case was denied and you can no longer refile it, what's going to happen to you? So, yeah, again, it's a case-to-case basis, but there could be real very important consequence that could actually cause you to lose your immigration benefits. So yeah, you don't want to miss any of this because it can lead to your case being delayed, denied, or even closed.
Yeah, of course, attorney. There's a lot of notices that were sent to immigrants. You know, I think it's important that they seek a lawyer because if they miss that notices, there are a lot of consequences that come with it. I think the consequences that they are going to face when they miss those notices, we are going to talk about it when we come back after the break.
That's right. We'll stick around.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits. I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Hello sa mga kababayan natin dyan sa Texas. Meron po kaming show ni Dessa sa June 14 sa Gaylord Texan and Convention Center. So dun po sa mga bibili ng tickets, lalagay ko po dyan sa ating caption. So magkita-kita po tayo with Dessa sa June 14 dyan po sa Texas. See you!
And we're back, Neska.
And we're back here at Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen, and we're still talking about the costly and risky effects of missing notices and deadlines in immigration. And earlier, we're talking about why these notices and deadlines matter, because, you know, it can cost a lot from us or from those applicants. So now, Attorney Eileen, we're going to talk about the costly consequences of missing these notices and deadlines. Attorney Eileen, what usually happens if you miss a deadline or ignore a notice?
Well, I think we already discussed mostly about the deadly consequence before the break. But what I'm going to say is you don't want to miss any of these notices and also deadlines for filing or for availing of immigration benefits, because it could cause a denial of your case. It could cause a dismissal. They will consider as an abandonment if you miss the deadline, or it could cause your deportation. Or you can also be barred from coming back here for, I don't know, 3 years or 10 years, depending on your situation, in your case actually. But again, it is very important that you track those notices. Now, sometimes you don't really ignore them. It's just that you didn't really receive them. Because it happens in one case, in one of the consultation actually that I had in the past, that their application was dismissed because they did not appear during the interview. And this, I believe, is, if I can remember it right, it's an interview for green card, adjustment of status, to adjust as a legal permanent resident. So if you miss that, it could cause a dismissal, right? So that's what happened here in this case. He was issued a notice to intent to dismiss his case. But of course, sometimes this decision will be sent to you via mail. All right. Mm-hmm. So it's another notice that you don't want to miss, because in that letter of intent to deny or to dismiss your case, it will tell you there what can you do to save it. At least, like, for example, what right is available for you to defend yourself, or to at least to do something so that your case will not be dismissed. So it will tell you that you have 30 days to appeal, to file your appeal, or 30 days to file a motion to review and all that. So it will be in that letter also. So if you also miss that, you're not going to be able to avail of this opportunity to correct the mistake. So in that case, I remember we were still within the time period for us to either file a note, an appeal or a motion for reconsideration. So what we did in that case, what I did in that case, I filed a notice to reopen, like restart the case again, like a new, because it depends on the reason. You know, sometimes you cannot avail of an appeal. Sometimes you cannot avail of a motion for reconsideration, but you can avail of the other possible route to correct the error there. So we're able to save that because we were able to timely file our motion, and eventually she got her green card. So that's why it's important. Otherwise, she could have been in a deportation case because she's already staying here out of status for a long time. And once she is deported, she cannot reapply for a certain number of years and to come back here for a certain number of years. So really, it's important not to miss any of these notices or deadline. Now, I'd like to discuss this, the importance. I know that we have already discussed how important it is not to miss it, but I'd like to emphasize the deadly consequence of missing or ignoring such a notice in the case of Casper Erickson. So if you haven't heard of the case, you can Google it now and take a look what's going on, or you can go to lawin.news because I wrote an article about the case of Casper Erickson. And do you want to talk about, start with the what happened in this case, Nesca, and then I'll probably add to that. So this is the article if they want to take a look at it right now.
Yes, I think we have a short video what they need to play for this.
I don't think we have a video right now, but we have this article, so maybe we can just go ahead and talk about what happened in this case. Why are we talking about Casper Erickson in this podcast?
Yes.
And in relation, of course, to missing deadlines, missing notices. Because it's a perfect example of why you don't want to miss any of those notices and deadlines.
Yeah. So, attorney, what happened with this Casper Erickson case? What happened?
Oh, okay. So, well, in just to give you an idea, like what happened in this case at the very end, shorter version of it is that right now he is being detained, and he didn't expect this. His family didn't expect this because he's supposed to just attend an interview for his naturalization. So, you know, Nesca, just to give you a little background, when you become here in the United States, when you become a legal permanent resident, meaning a green card holder, you know why green card holder? Again, it's because it's actually green, literally green. The card is literally green, but it's a legal permanent resident card. So once you're issued this card, there are two types, not really two types, but in his case, we're talking about the green card that is temporary, and we're also going to talk about the green card that is permanent. When we say temporary green card, usually this is just 2-year validity. And you have to do something to make it permanent. When we say permanent, they will issue you a 10-year green card, which means that it's, you know, from the 10-year term, it is valid for 10 years, and you can renew that as long as you are still eligible to renew that. So until you apply for naturalization and you become a U.S. citizen, then you don't need that card to be renewed anymore because you're already a citizen. So the green card, the legal permanent card, is a path to citizenship, okay? But before you become a citizen, you'll have to apply for it, for that. You have to apply for naturalization, that is the N-400 application to naturalize. Of course, you can do that if you're eligible to apply because there are some certain requirements, but we're not going to talk about the requirements because I want to emphasize on the missed deadlines and notices, because in this case, Casper Erickson is supposed to just attend the interview. So he applied for, he's been here for more than 10 years. He is eligible to apply for naturalization already. It is important to know when you can apply for naturalization. In his case, he obtained his green card when he married his spouse here in the United States. So he entered, going back to the past, 10 years ago, he came to the United States as a student. So he had a student visa. And then he studied here. He met someone, right? He went back to his country. And then he came back here, married to a U.S. citizen. And that's how he obtained his green card. And so he received his green card in this case in less than 2 years from the time he got married. He received his green card, a temporary one. Okay, a temporary legal permanent resident card. Now, if you receive this kind of card, you have to do something to make it permanent. That's what I said earlier, right? So he missed that deadline. He missed the deadline to file an application to remove the temporary status on his green card. Now, if you miss that application, your green card is going to be revoked. So he was staying here for the whole time with a revoked green card, supposed to be, right? Because he missed that deadline. Now, what happened here is that a notice may have been sent to him, but he probably ignored it. He didn't realize that. There are some other issues other than, of course, deadline, because he's not supposed to be able to file for naturalization unless he is eligible. So, but what he did was he eventually applied for naturalization thinking that he's already eligible. And he did it all by himself, by the way, without the help of an attorney. So he's doing it all by himself because he learned the knowledge how to do it from online by doing all his research like a lot of people are doing. However, in his case, it's not as simple as, filing it because there are some missed deadlines, as I have earlier mentioned. So when he filed his application for naturalization, definitely they'll process it, and then they'll send him a notice to appear for notice not to appear, but notice to interview. Because before you can be approved to naturalize, you have to attend an interview, and during that interview, you will have to undergo some tests. The civic tests. You have to review these 100 questions. They will ask you 10 questions, and you'll have to at least answer correctly 6 questions in order to pass. There's also a writing test, So all of that. And of course, the interview itself to make sure that you're the right person, to make sure that you're eligible to naturalize. Now, when he attended that interview, instead of being interviewed, he was arrested and detained. Why? Because he didn't know that he already has a deportation case filed against him because he's already overstaying here with an invalid green card because he missed the deadline to apply for the removal of the temporary status. So he was here living with his family. He has now 4 children, and the 5th one is along the way. His wife is currently pregnant. So really, he's just trying to live here, a normal family with, taking care of all his children and, of course, his growing family. But he was detained because there's already a deportation case against him. He didn't even know. Had he known that, I don't think he'll just going to go up here there without consulting an attorney to make sure his right is protected. But he didn't know that. He didn't consult an attorney when he did his filing. So that's just one, unfriendly consequence of missing a deadline or a notice. So that is the case of Casper Erickson.
But attorney, when you miss deadlines there, notices or deadlines there, were there no like warning notice or something that, you know, before you will be deported or before you will be detained?
Well, there is. That's called notice to appear. However, they're gonna send that to the address that they have on record. Mm-hmm. So, you're hearing a noise in the background. Okay. Anyway, there's some noise in my background right now. But anyway, going back to the discussion, you're correct. They will send you notice, and this notice. That's why I said these are important. You don't ignore any of the notices that you should be receiving because it could cause deadly consequences and costly. Could cost you more in fixing the problem. So in this case, he probably missed that notice to appear. Notice to appear, if you receive that, that means there's already a deportation case filed against you. And if you miss that appointment, you didn't go to court, then there will be an order of deportation against you. If there's already an order of deportation against you, then that means if they look into your record, they'll see, oh, you have an outstanding warrant already. You're supposed to be deported. They can already arrest you anytime and detain you. So this is what happened here in the case of Eric Singh. This is not a surprise because the truth is there are actually more than 66,000 people that have already been detained by ICE since late April of this year, and that there are also about over 65,000 illegal immigrants or aliens, illegal aliens that has already been removed to different countries across the world since the start of this year. So this is just one case we're talking about. I'm not, you know, there are like all the other 65,000 cases out there. So it is, but of course, the cases are not always the same. You know, it depends on the circumstances of the person, right? Why they are being arrested, why they are being detained, and why they are being deported. But it is important to make sure that you are not missing any of these notices or deadlines, so you can at least do something and fight for whatever is left for you to fight for.
With the Casper Erickson case, attorney, do you think this is a failure of the system? Because, when they send you notices, are there a presumption already that you receive the notice? Or like here in the Philippines, we have this we call personal service of summons or something, right? We serve the notices personally. There in the US, once they send you the mail through your address, are there any presumptions already that you've received it?
Yes, it is the presumption, actually. That's why when you move, and I mentioned this earlier, kanina nung unang usapan natin, di ba, yung bakit kailangan, pag naglumipat ka ng tirahan, you have to inform them because they will send the notices to the address on file and it is your responsibility to report to them pag lumipat ka because they will send the notice. And, you know, sadly, no matter how we can say that we are, you know, technologically advanced now, you know, there are still USCIS is still sending the mail through snail mail. Although, you know, there are some cases now, there are some petitions that can already be filed on online, but not all the filings are being done online still. So you need to know this. And if you don't know this, you know, you have to consult an attorney. That's why it's important to consult an attorney. And I think we should emphasize more on that one when we come back. We're going to take a short break for now. Okay? Well, stick around. Thank you. And we're back, Neska.
Yes.
It's been a good conversation. I really wanted to talk more about this because, to be honest, in filing for immigration benefit, there are a lot of information online. But and sometimes you feel like, okay, ginawa niya to, siguro na magagawa ko mag-isa. I mean, when I say that, I'm talking about filing by yourself, you know, self-filing. Mm-hmm. Okay lang yun eh kung straightforward yung case mo or alam mo talaga yung ginagawa mo and you're sure that you're using the right form, that you know, pretty much know what you're doing, because a little mistake could cost you much and a little mistake could cost you your deportation. Could cost you denial of application of your immigration benefit. So it is your future that we're talking about here. So it is important to know the deadlines, the notice, and all that. Itong tanong ko, Neska, sometimes they ask me kasi, you know what, madali lang yan. And then you can also see this in conversation. And I'm not saying na hindi nyo kaya. But like what I'm saying is, kung alam nyo talaga na, you know, you're doing the right thing, you know what you're doing, go ahead and self-file. But if you're going to base your situation according to what others have done, yours may be different. Usually it's a case-to-case basis. Eh. Not because na-approve si ganito, ma-approve ka. Using the same process. Maraming mga factors yan. Like for example, tama ba yung form na finilapan mo? Tama ba yung fees? Or you know, things like that you can find it online. But minsan, you know, they know what to do. They're very good. They're really very good at it. But they use the wrong form. Why? Because they didn't know the form was just updated yesterday before they filed it today. You see what I'm saying? So yung mga ganyan na mga small details, small mistake, akala ninyo, could really cause you a lot of troubles. Now, going back to the topic of staying top on your deadlines and notices, I would suggest that if you do it on your own, you make sure you're keeping copies of all your notices, make sure you're setting reminders, you know, but most important of all is really getting legal help from the experts, from those who have experience, who are experienced in this field of law, because they know what they're doing. They know the importance of deadlines and notices. They know that they need to check, you know, all the systems, all the things they need to check in order to protect your right. Now, in this case, going back to Casper Erickson, had he hired an attorney before he filed a petition or application for naturalization, that attorney could have discovered that he's already on a deportation, that there's already a deportation order for him, or that he will be detained or he will be arrested and detained at the interview. You know why? Because there's a way to check. Now, let me share with you this link. Can we show the link? So if you know that in the past your case is not smooth, you know, your case is not plain and simple, something happened in the past, or even if you just want to check it, you know, this is a site where you can go and check if there is a notice to appear issued to you, if there is a pending deportation case against you. At least you should know that. So this is the website you can check. You just need, of course, some information you need to check your case. So it's not like you can go there and type my name there and say, oh, let me see. There is, you know, some small detail there, very important detail. Like, for example, you know, if you go there, you actually need to put in there your alien number there in order to get the information. So it'll be on you. So, you know, be proactive and check it. If you are represented by an attorney, it is always best to check it by yourself. So that's where you go. Neska.
So if they're not sure, attorney, whether they missed something, they just go to that link that we have shown earlier.
Well, this is just a link where you can check if there is a notice to appear. You know, we call it NTA. The notice to appear is actually a very important notice, because if you have that, if a notice to appear is issued against you, that means you already are on deportation. A deportation case has already been filed against you. That means you can be arrested anytime because you're already on a deportation proceeding. So now if you miss the hearing, definitely you're going to be deported. And so there will be a warrant already issued against you. So you will see it here. But not all notices, not all information. So this is just what I'm saying about, you know, if there is a deportation case against you, you'll be able to see it here. Again, I just have to make a disclaimer as what is on the website also, that the case information from that website, because it's an automated source, is only provided for convenience. It's always best to check with the court or check with your attorney to determine if there is really an important matter that you have to know about your case. But this is a statement that you see on the screen is actually telling you that, you know, at the end of the day, it is your life, it is your case, it is your life. So you have to be vigilant, you have to stay organized, make sure that you're tracking your notices, you're tracking the dates, and definitely seek help if needed, and seek help from the right people. So in this case, help from an experienced immigration attorney. Just like when you have a toothache, you're not gonna seek help from a teacher. You're not gonna seek help from a doctor. You'll seek help from a dentist, right? So it's like you too. Do not seek help from anybody else, from your neighbor, because your neighbor might know something. But you know, remember that. A simple mistake could cost you much.
That's right. So even just knowing where to check your case status online could really make a huge difference. And you know what, attorney, my biggest takeaway from this is that immigration deadlines and notices are not just for technicalities. They're really lifelines. So yeah, it's very, really important to be proactive about the status of your application or your case so that you won't miss any deadline. So to anyone watching us right now, if you or someone you know is facing this, you have to get your support. And of course, stay organized and don't go through it alone. You have to really seek someone who knows about it, especially a lawyer that can help you with your case or your application.
Yes, please lang, no? Take care of yourself, you know, make sure that you're looking after yourself, because we don't want you to be another Casper Erickson on the news. Casper Erickson built his life here, his American dream, growing a family here, a family of right now, four children and a wife, and one is along the way, right? What's going to happen to your family if you're in the case of Casper Erickson? That's because you just missed a deadline or you didn't make the right choices in the past. So take care of yourself. Again, well, thank you so much, Neska. Thank you for, thank you, Lawin Media Network. And thanks to everyone who tune in to Legal Treats. I'd like to tell you to stay informed, stay empowered, and we'll see you next Friday. So have a good one. Have a great weekend.